You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, this is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. I don't know, Todd, can we talk about dirty water? Our fan will appreciate on this one. Well, good afternoon.
I'm not sure about that.
Welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day one coverage from ACE 14. Year three of our coverage from this great event, Todd. So far, so good. We're having a good time so far.
So far, so good. More new technology. Remember last year when we walked out of the ACE 2013?
So they're never going to drop. They're never going to.
How are they
going
to come on? And here we are. We're, what, two interviews into it, and we're already picking up things we didn't hear last year. Amazing.
Yeah, that's going to be a great show. Our next guest is going to be a lot of fun, too. Say hello to Craig Correa. He is the head of process automation with Festo. Craig, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us, Craig. Before we get into our conversation, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a little bit about Festo. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. We're an automation company. We make automation components and solutions. We service many markets, including outside the water industry. Automobile production, microchip production, razor blade production. Companies automating manufacturing use our components and our systems. We're a global company in 176 countries, and we remain fully family-owned. We got about 16,000 employees, a little over $2 billion in revenue.
Wow. I have been familiar with Festo, as a matter of fact, for a lot of different years. My background's in manufacturing.
Sure.
So I'm familiar with you guys. But let's narrow it down to water treatment plants. Let's talk about the areas most ripe for your products and services for automation in a water treatment plant.
Absolutely. Any process in a plant, whether it's industrial or municipal, that has a high concentration of process valves, automated process valves. So we have two, let's say, applications in the market that utilize our product. On the municipal side, the municipalities are moving more towards automation to meet regulations and requirements to automate plants to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without a man or a person sitting there turning a valve on and off. And we see it in RO, ultrafiltration, anywhere there's a high concentration of process valves. And the fastest growing market for us is more on the industrial side, or the standardized process skids, where there's a lot of pneumatic actuation, high concentration of valves. This is RO, UV, desalinization, applications like this.
Well, you say more utilities are moving towards automation. Is the market largely saturated, or is there still a lot of opportunity there and a lot of utilities that could really benefit from what you have to offer? Walk us through where do we stand? What's our scorecard?
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity. It's a fast-growing market because the governments around the world are constantly increasing.
This is global, too.
It's a global issue. It's a global issue. So governments are increasing, creating acts like the Clean Water Act, which require that you meet certain standards of water quality. And you can't do that with manual valves. So if you go back 20 years, many water treatment plants were manual valves. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, a sensor would go off and somebody would drive to the plant or be at the plant and turn a valve on and off. The requirements today require instantaneous reaction. And that can only really be done with automation. So as, you know, stimulus money comes out and plants are upgraded, the challenge in the municipal market is that it has to be paid for. So it's a long process to budget for a plant, design a plant, and go through that process. But on the industrial side, it's no different. If you're building a golf course or building a hospital, you've got to treat that water also. And that process tends to work a lot faster. But yeah, those trends are growing. And also the water that we discharge. You're building a new plant, again, a golf course, a hospital, a university. The water that leaves that system has to be treated before it goes into the municipal water system, the wastewater system. And that's what we consider packaged water systems, and that's probably the fastest growing area for us.
Well, let's dig into the money part a little bit more. We had a conversation just about 20 minutes ago, and the number $1 trillion got thrown out as the cost of infrastructure that's going to need to be replaced. So the return on, especially the speed of the return on my investment becomes a heck of a big deal for someone making that kind of decision. Talk a little bit about the financial implications. How much can I save? How long is it going to take me to break even?
It's a bit of a tricky question because it depends on, let's say, the number of valves that you have and the amount of human interaction you have today. But it could be as quick as 9 months.
Wow.
But really more than 24 months, you can get your payback in automation systems.
And is that easy to prove? I mean, it's one thing to say, oh, yeah, 9-month payback. It's another thing to say, you know, here's where the money saving is going to come. You're going to save this much in maintenance, this much in manpower, et cetera. Is it a business case that's relatively easy to put together?
It is. I think most customers or companies are moving towards automation, primarily because they have to from a safety perspective.
Whether it's a
biohazard, a potential terrorist situation, you need to have quick reactions. But they also make the financial case for it. It's relatively easy, yeah. It's simply a matter of manpower.
All right. Well, if you're just joining us, we are speaking with Craig Correa, the head of process automation with Festo. Now, in addition to your worldwide appearance on Water Online Radio, Festo is making a presentation, a very critical one, that ACE this week. Walk us through what you're going to be talking about.
Sure. Our key topic, we actually have two key topics that we're presenting this week. One is on diagnostics, and the scope of this, or the benefit, is remote monitoring. Many companies here exhibiting have or sell treatment systems, a UV system perhaps, which would have our automation behind it. They have to service this around the world, and field service costs are growing and rising. So remote over Ethernet, so over the internet, from their headquarters in Chicago, let's say, they can plug into a plant anywhere in the world and see what's happening with their electronic, or let's say the health of their network, the performance of their valves, monitor things like air consumption, water flow, health of different sensors, and troubleshoot problems centrally as opposed to dispatch a person. And we see many of our customers here exhibiting, one of their big pains is the cost of field service. And we're here talking about diagnostics as a way to reduce that for them.
When I hear diagnostics, my brain, and admittedly it's a cliche, but I think big data right away. Yeah. If I'm collecting all this data and information about performance of valves literally across the world, I mean, how much can I do like predictive maintenance and figure out, hey, this thing is a little out of range out there. I got to fix it now before I have a real problem.
Absolutely. You know, the data in terms of diagnostics doesn't have to be that you're constantly receiving all the data and you have to mine through it to find out one problem. A lot of the components that we produce will just give you the bad data. So you can get a diagnostic event like this solenoid coil failed, or this IO has a short circuit or a broken wire in your system. So you can just wait until you're pinged proactively from the system. On the other side, you can look at things like compressed airflow into a system or pressure usage as preventative diagnostics. So you can say for a certain process over a given period of time, let's say an 8-hour process or even a 15-minute process, we consistently consume this much energy in terms of electricity, this much compressed air, and this on day one. And then every 8 hours, you can just ping that and say, we're consistent. But it could be 2 years later, you realize, hey, we consumed, let's say compressed air for an actuator, we consumed 30% more air this operation. That will send back a diagnostic message to the touchscreen, to the controller, over Ethernet, back to some home base. That information's interesting. And you can say, this could be a potential problem, and that could be a blown seal, which a day later might be a completely failed valve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the key message.
The Festo control cabinet solution, walk us through the value of that.
Yeah, that's really just mainly production costs. All the exhibitors here that are building systems have to build them up. And their core competency might be a membrane technology, automation of membrane, moving water, and we produce and design automation components. So the electrical control cabinet is something a little bit more to our core competency. So we're helping them reduce their manufacturing costs of their skids by offering to produce their control cabinets for them.
Okay, I've been waiting to ask this question for a week now. Festo Didactic?
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
Well, that's the benefit of working for a privately owned company.
You can call it whatever you want.
No, didactic is Latin for teaching or learning. I've been told this 100 times. And we, being a family owned company, we can do things and enter market spaces that other companies can't. The reason why we're in the water industry is because our owners had a vision that over the next 20 to 30 years, the automation is going to grow. And we entered this market space aggressively about 4 years ago, and it's going fantastic. I mean, the 20-year outlook is great. Didactic is about education. And as you move to automation, well, I'll give you an example from municipality.
Mm-hmm.
You move to more automation, you've got a team working at your plant. They could be pump experts, valve experts, but sometimes the level of knowledge of automation systems, control loops, programming, troubleshooting electronics and things is not always right there. You can't just hire two more people if you're a small municipality. You've got your system in place. So Festo, and this goes back more than 20 years, Festo's had a didactic department for training in automation. It's not brand specific. We don't tout our own brand. We try to fill that void between bachelor's degree in engineering and a high school's degree. That's sort of that there. So there's a training curriculum and there's training hardware among a whole host of automation, whether it's programming, troubleshooting control loops, diagnosing sensors. And we work with local community colleges or civic organizations trying to build up the infrastructure in a certain area. We just have a new education program up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with the local university up there, where they're building a water center to develop the next generation of engineers to work in the water industry. And we have our hardware and our training curriculum embedded in that university.
Now, is this something that is a profit center for Festo, or is this just a community service and educate the market and that'll drive more business in the future? I mean, how do you have the thing positioned?
It's not a profit center. I don't think it loses money. But again, we're a privately held company, and the owners are very strong about increasing the infrastructure of people involved with automation. And I don't think we don't lose money.
It's but rising tides lift all boats.
Well, I think it's a brilliant strategy, personally. I look at that. Just the amount of knowledge that already exists that people don't know and therefore cannot apply is so vast that have a program like that, it really does. It's going to lift all boats. I think it's a terrific idea.
And it's for branding, it's very good for us because then we have this whole crop of young engineers and young technicians coming up out of this new program, let's say, in Wisconsin, which are exposed to the Festo brand. It's great for us.
Yeah, and someday when they have to make an automation solution recommendation.
Absolutely.
Wonder where that's going to go. Hey, Craig, when we talk in a year's time, what will we be talking about? What's going to be the hot thing in a year?
We're driving all of our resources, again, we've been in this for 4 years now, so we're getting our bearings straight in the industry. We're seeing the real benefit in helping the manufacturers here at the show. The company's building skids, whether it's UV or RO skids, more products and solutions coming from Festo to help them reduce their manufacturing costs of their skids so they're more competitive in the global marketplace and help them, again, reduce their field service costs. More diagnostics.
All right. Final, most important question. Will the boys repeat?
That's a tough question. I'm going to put
dodge the question now. Come on.
I'm putting my bet behind the Patriots.
Okay.
Think we lost four in a row as of last night.
Okay. All right. Well, Craig, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Festo and the good work that you're doing?
Well, they should come by our booth, 1669, and we have a white paper on the diagnostic solutions and a program. Less than 5 minutes of their time, they can see quite a bit about these lower cost control cabinets that can save them some of their production costs and learn a little bit more about diagnostic capabilities through a white paper that we're publishing here and at the show.
All right. Craig Correa, the head of process automation with Festo. It's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks, Todd.
Appreciate it. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.